We are on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph on top of the page, very top. Basically, we had a machlekes in the Brais over here between the two opinions. According to the Tanakama, that you always have to pay the money, and the Malkus Moshe has no room for you anymore.
I was worried. Wait, you guys
did. Yeah, Javi now is the first one here. So the Tanakhama says that you always have to you pay the money if you make false stories, and you get Malkus as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to Malkus, it makes no difference whether you had relationship with her or not. When it comes to money, you only pay if you had relationship. So we're trying to explain that machlekes. So first we thought the machlekes are bonus blood and Yaakov, whether Bechal you need to be or not, and then whether it has to have a relationship before they can come to Shemra. Then we said that everyone agrees, like the Rebbe Zman Yaakov, that you have to be boy of no bila in a chay. However, Yehuda holds that you're chay for making up stories. Let's say Rochel, and even though it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, you get malchus in it. Now we're saying that no, another pshat is that Yehuda also agrees that you don't get malchus. But when he says like, he means only malchus with Rabban. Rashi, topic Gemara. Rabba says no. Really, you have to be boil before you can get malchus or money. But a papa says, my boil. You know what boil means when Rabbi Yehuda says, hey, boil? Loike. He means, when he said boil loike, he doesn't mean that you get malchus. He means that you pay. He means that you get paid, that you have to pay. Like Tanya, when it says... When do you pay money only if you had a relationship with her and you made up a story? When it comes to the making up, let's say, Lech Rochel, I don't care if you're boil or not boil, you're over an Aveda, of that deserves Malkus. Either Braisa clearly says, Boal Loike, sounds like that Malkus also only happens when you were boil. So we're saying, no, that Braisa is talking about money. Even though it says the word Loike, it means paying money. It's not talking about Malkus. Because Malkus per se, I don't care if we had a relationship or not, because let's say Rochel. Where do you find the word Loike means money? Ask the Gemara, Baal Loike, he's going to have some mummy's money. We're calling mum and Malkus. In, yes, we find other precedents. But now, we learned in the Mishnah, a guy says, Chatzi Erkelai, half of my value, that the fixed values in the Torah, I'm going to donate to the base of me. There's Noisin Chatzi Erkelai, he has to give it. Loike, the Noisin Erech Shalom. You have to pay the full Erech. And he used the word Loike. Why get Malkus? Loike, am I? What did he do wrong? He's giving Tzedok, he gave him Malkus. Amara Papa, Loike means Erech Shalom. Make him hurt. Make him pay the full amount. So whenever it hurts, we call it like us. The money also can be, it's appropriate to do the word like you for money. So Rabbi Yehuda really holds that real malchus you get regardless of whether you had a relationship or not with your wife. You always get malchus because like say Rachel lav shem ma'isi get malchus. Over here when we say over here like a ball like is talking about money. When do you pay? Only if you're a boy, like Rabbi Zman Yaakov. My time, but why talk if you say only half of my value? Why do I got to pay the full value? Gzeda, we are worried. Next time, you might chatzi erk if they half my value. Otu erek chatzi. If he says next time, value half of me, then the dinner you pay the full amount. So the same over here. But erek chatzi havele eivish and so on to boy. Could be already had the more kedushin there, but a guy says you're engaged to half of me and so on and so forth. We know that if you're like a carbon, if your makdish a part of the carbon, the eivish and the shomet luyboy, the kedusha spreads throughout the entire carbon. Same thing over here. So you have to pay for the whole amount. Tana, we learned. So it says in the pasuk that you should punish him for making up stories. At moment, you got to pay money. Then it says in the next pasuk they should have a yisro, they should take him, and the yisro they should punish him. What's yisro? Malchus means lashes. How do you know? Bish claim of onchu that moment means money. Receive onchu. I say make cash. The Torah spells out. Make him pay $100. But also loving, I guess, get a father. Elo the yisro is a malchus. No, how do you know that the yisro means you got to give malchus? Maybe it means some other form of punishment. Amar Avu Lamadnu, a very interesting Zayir Shav here. We learn out Yisru mi Yisru. It says Yisru here by a Maitzi Shemra. It says Yisru by a Ben Soira Moira. And what do we know? What do you do by Ben Soira Moira? The Yisru dim a Ben. It says Bain Soira Moira. So right next to the word Yisru says Bain. And Ubain Bebin. And we still wouldn't know what to do there. But when it says Vahayim Bin Hakas Arasha, it uses the word Bin. Bin, Bain. Bin is talked about in 40, so we have a Zayir Shav of Bin to Bain, and Bain to the Yisru, and Yisru to the Yisru. We had also, remember, Boha coin, Veshava coin. Veshava doesn't have to be exactly the same word. It could be Boha coin, Veshava coin. Here it's Bain, and here it's Bin. It means different things, and it's pronounced differently. But nevertheless, Bin means understand. Oh, maybe. On Chassidus, you can't get through the Gemara. Well, he's being Hakas Arasha. Says the Gemara as horror the mighty Shemanon. Okay, now they've been punishing him. We know whenever you give lashes, ain't ancient elam came as Azim. So where's the Hazor? Rabbi Lazar says, you know what that zohar is? Miloy Selech Racha. We said before, you're not allowed to go and spread malicious lies. And therefore, for that, you get malchus. That's the warning. Rab Nosson Noyman Mivinishmarta Mikol Dovera. Another puzzle altogether, but the same idea. When you go out and have a war, it says Vinishmarta, you should guard yourself Mikol Dovera of anything bad. It means also watch what you say. Dovera is also Dibur, so watch what you say. So that's where it comes from. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Loza, my time alone, my eye. Why doesn't Rabbi Loza say the reason, the poshet from Nishmarta? He holds that this pasuk of Nishmarta is for something totally different. And what that is, Nishmarta mikol dovera, you should be careful from any bad things. It doesn't necessarily mean talking. It can mean also thoughts. Mikano b'la pinchas. La pinchas, learn from here. Ben Yoyed, al yaharer od b'yoyim, don't have lewd thoughts during the day because you might have a caddy at night. That's what the pasuk in the Shmarta Mikol Dovera, you should protect yourself. My time limit, my why don't Nosson learn from the pasuk L'Seir Rachel? Ahu, very interesting. He holds that the pasuk L'Seir Rachel has nothing to do with Lashon Hara. What's the pasuk L'Seir Rachel? It's a din and bezin. Ahu as Hara the bezin. It's a warning to bezin. Shelo yehei rach l'zeh v'kosh l'zeh. The word rachil is rach, tender. Don't be soft on this guy because he's poor or because he's very rich, and don't be tough on this guy here because you don't like him or something. The rach, don't do lashon hara. Rach lezev, kosh lezev. Very interesting. Not yet. Okay. Says Yigmara, what happened? Now let's get back to Shemra. The whole idea of Shemra is that he hires these false witnesses. No, we're talking about a din teira. We're talking about a din bezna. A din teira. You have two people in front of you. No. We're talking, let's say, a sichsuch, a rich man, a poor man, whether he owes money or not. So don't be soft. Let's say he's a poor man. Be soft to the poor man. And then give him. Yeah, same idea. Exact same thing. Exact same idea. In the pasuk, it talks about that he hired the false eidim. What happens? What happened? He never organized the eidim himself. They came on their own volition, but turned out to be they were liars. You ask this question, so what happens then? Who ainu leikiv einoisim meisala? Then you don't have to pay those extra penalties because you didn't hire the eidim. They came on their own, and you relied on them. Therefore, you don't pay these penalties. And then it says in the braisa, he v'zaymimel. We had something a few days ago. He v'zaymimel magdim beis killer that she. And the Zaymin both get killed. What do you mean he and the Zaymin Manashach? He, the Zaymin, if she gets killed, that means they're saying the truth. Why you call them Zaymin? And if they're liars, then why does she get killed? One of them will get killed. The only reason is because he never hired them. What about Amaluhu? It sounds familiar. Whatever he hired the Aidim, he never paid them. He just said, guys, I need some help here. I got to get out of this marriage. Come make up the story here. And he never paid them. He will be punished. La fuke mid Rabbi Yehuda comes to negate the opinion of Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda imed einu chayiv ad sheyizker edim. He holds that when are you chayiv this extra malchus and money? Only if you actually hired false witnesses. But if you just spoke to false witnesses, like a lav shema ma'isa, and you don't give all these terrible punishments. My time mid Rabbi Yehuda had been another zomer Rabbi Avu asya. How do you know daf if you hired? Because it says in the pasuk we have a shava sima ksiv hocha. Here it says that he made up stories. The word is v'sam lo alilas dvarim. It says the word v'sam. Uksiv Hasam, it talks about Neshech, it talks about Ribis, it says over there, Lois Simon all of Neshech, it uses the word Simon of money. Malahal Mammon, money is involved. Avkan, over here is a Samla that he placed on her is through money. How you hire the witnesses? Mammon, through money. We learn Sima. We tackle the Shava, Sima. Boy, Rabbi Yemiya, what about instead of giving cash, Sachar Mekarke, you gave money? The problem is like this. You're learning from Ribis. Ribis is only with money, not with property. So are we taking it mamish, exactly, has to be identical to Ribis? Mao, that's question number one. Question number two. Bipach is Meshava Pruta Mao. What about the combination? The two is less than Pruta. If it's money, it has to be mamish, Shava Pruta. Is it mamish a din of money that you have to pay the witness of Shava Pruta? What do you pay them together, less than Shava, collectively, less than Shava Pruta? What happens? Or Shnei Pruta Mao. This question, Shnei Pruta, is the exact same question we had Kedushin as well. If you give two women a Pruta, and you say, Hadat Mekadesh, are you Mekudish to me or not? Because he gave a Pruta. But they each received less than a Pruta. Same thing here. You gave, the way Tais explains there, you gave a Pruta here. You gave money. They received each a half. That's one way of learning the most question here. Another way of learning the question is, how do you view two Edom? Are they one? Do we view two Edom now as a group? So they're one, they're really one? but there's still two individuals who are working together. If the two individuals, then each one got half a prut, there's no shaila. But if it's a new unit, it's a unit called Edim, then they got a prut. Exactly. So that's why, exactly, based on that, do we say it's a unit, and if a din mamre is also, is it a prut genug? Is enough. But Rabbi Yehuda Rashi has a question. What about Hoitzi Shemra Nasrin Shaini? He married a woman, he divorced, and then a week later he married her again. And now he comes up with a story about the first marriage. That Limud Sasibichum Sulim, because we got into a second fight and I can't take it anymore, I'm telling the truth. Mao. What happens then? What about Nasi Yachim Mao? The brother, he died right away, and the brother took in, and the brother said, I know that my brother told me. And blah, 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 blah. What happens then? So I don't know about the first one, but B'shay Miyachad, the second one definitely could tell you that even though he turned out to be a liar, the turn up Yena is beating the Satri Shazet, Lazev Lelyavim. He never gave him to the brother, no, that's what Taita said. So therefore, there's no din of Anshuaisa and Vyisuaisa. My Rabban, you mentioned yesterday, Rabban of Lezim Yaakiv, about that, what? Did they have to have a relationship or not? What's going on there? What's this Machlek is all about? The time you learned. Kate, what's the idea of Shemra? Bola Bezim, Kate, Bezim, I'm playing. The guy said, I didn't find by your daughter any psulim. Im yesh edim shizin tzatachtob. If there were witnesses that they had that she was a mazana while they were engaged, yesh lok psulim mana. Very odd. If there were witnesses that she was a mazana while they were engaged, she should get killed. The Gemara will say in a minute. But right now, the Gemara said, but I says you get a ksuva of $100, not $200, because you're a bula. But im yesh edim, for the Gemara, im yesh edim shizin tzatachtob, yesh lok psulim mana, baskili, she gets stoned. If Takadu Edim that she was Mazana while they were engaged, Skila. Zinsamekara, if they were Mazana before Yeshlok Sulamana, then she's over 100. Nimsa, Shem Ra, Eno Shem Ra. What happens to me? The whole Bob Mysa is a Bob Mysa. Then who like him as a Mesela? Then he gets Malkus, gives 100 Sela, Bain Ball, Bain Loy Ball. Makes, according to the Kama, makes no difference whatsoever whether they had a relationship or a relationship, made up a story. This is what happens. However, he had to have a relationship with her. And then the following morning, he said, absolutely means because he had a relationship with her. If there was no relationship, then and turned to be the holding above Maisa. Oh, he turned up above Maisa, he doesn't have to pay. Because only if it's Shaykh that he could know. Generally says a man marries a woman, and over here it says also by the case of some of the Dvorim, it says the Ekrav Aleh, and he, part of his story is I had a relationship with her. Makes sense because he had a relationship with her. But Elul Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Mayu Boaleh Ekrav Aleh, according to Rabbanon, even there's no relationship. What's Pshat Boaleh over Ekrav Aleh? Talking about a bola by Lila Dvorim, he made up a story. That's a bola, not in intimate relations. And the Ekrav Aleh b'Dvorim, and he came on with all these Bob Mises. Pishtam Rezman Yaakov Hanchiv, it says, Loi Motsasi Levit Chapsulim. In other words, there was a possibility, and I didn't. A lot of bola in my Loi Motsasi Levit Chapsulim. Where's it come in? Loi Motsasi Levit Chapsulim. I didn't find any Edim who come along and say that that's not true, that nothing happened to her while she was. I have Edim that she was with Zana. I didn't see any other Edim that came along and said that she was kosher. Not that I personally. The father comes back and he says, Baba Mises, and he says, these are the psuli biti, and he spreads out, porsua simla, the father spreads out the shemat, he says, this was dam, everything else. So now, how's that shaykh if they didn't have a relationship? What's going on here? Well, again. No. Oh, so that's the most answer. But Porsche, he said the Pasuk, Porsche was similar. He spreads out the Shmata. No, he puts out the white sheet, the Shushman you bring, and he says, here, you see, there's Dam. You're making up a story. So you know, it means the Eilat Kishay Psul. It means these are the Eidim, like you just said, who are testifying my daughter was innocent. Says, similar. He spreads out the similar. El Rabbon and my person. Okay, what kind of similar is over here? Nothing happened. Rabu Porsu Masha Samla. Similar is two words. Masha Samla. They unravel what he put in place. You made up a story. This whole thing that you said over here is above my sir. Says the Gemara, at the time he learned, Porsu has similar. What do you mean to spread out the similar? Malamach boy in Aidim Shalze. The Aidim Shalze. Each one brings Aidim. This guy brings Aidim that daughter's Mazana. This guy brings Aidim. That you're in Zaymin, that never you guys can't say. And we clean out the whole thing like a brand new dress. We start again from scratch to find who's telling the truth. What's exactly the metaphor of Simla Chadosha when you have two Edim fighting as two Edim? I guess, I don't know. Simla Chadosha. Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov says, Dvorim Kiksava. No, we take it literally. I take it literally. Simla Mamish, that the father brings the Simla, and he says that these are the Elipsulabiti. In other words, they had a relationship. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giyoyim Mashmeid Rabbi Yechonon Af Agav. Even though Shalai Matzina Bechol Atayda Kula Shechilik Hakasa Beibikat Darkim Yisrael. Every time we have an aveda of znus or incest and all that kind of stuff, we don't really care if the beer was kedaka or lekedaka. You'll get punished completely. Lemakis Elainshi for Malkus and other forms of punishment. Abel Meitzi Shemra. When it comes to Meitzi Shemra, when it comes to the money part and to the Malkus part for the man who made up a story, Chilik, there is a difference. Einu Chayiv Achayivel, Shalai Kedaka, Vijinga Kedaka. When it comes to the Chiyuvim, I don't care if Kedaka, like Kedaka. No, but we just said before, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov said that they had to have a relationship. I don't care what kind of relationship this guy had with his wife, the boy Kedaka, boy Shalai Kedaka, in order to turn her into this whole case of the Shemra. But once he had Bila, even like Kedaka, and he comes up with a story, it has to be that he makes up a story that somebody, that she was Mazana Kedaka. If he said that she was Mazana Kedaka, there's no such thing. The Yoiti Shemra Kedaka, when he spreads this malicious story, it has to be that she had relations with Kedaka. Kiman, who does that go according to? This price, who's it go according to? Iker Rabbanon, Afgalibah. We don't need that the husband and wife should have a Bila at all. What do you tell me that the Bila has? We don't get Kedaka, look at Kedaka. And Iker Rabbanon, Yaakov, Idi Vidi Kedaka, Binan, according to Rabbanon, Yaakov, even him and his wife, Nini Kedaka, because he takes it literally. Lematasi Labit Chapsulim, and she is similar. It has to be Kedaka. So there's dam there. So what's going on here? Elo shol Reb Kadosh Reb Yechon Einu Chayiv. You're not Chayiv. You're right. I swap it around. Achi Yivel Kidaka. The Yaitzi Shemra Kidaka. Even though Kolat Helukula, we don't care when it comes to incest and all that, whether the relationship was normal or natural, Kidaka or Likidaka. But over here, makes no. Over here, the only time is Kidaka. The whole musig of Yaitzi Shemra. Okay, finish that subject. Back to the last mission, we're learning about the rights of a father and his daughter, and the last thing we learned was her earnings. And we learned also her earnings, and we learned also about anything that she finds. Go to the father. The Mishnah continues now with the father and also the husband. Ha of the father, Zakoi, has a right, Bebita, in his daughter, Bekedusha, if any money that she gets. For Kedushin goes straight to the father, the money goes to the father, Bekesev, and Shtar, if there was a contract. It goes to the father, and Bia, what do you mean Bia? The father has a right to marry her off to anybody he wants. Even though we had yesterday, a few days ago, Menuvu Mukeshchin. He has the rights of her relationship. Zakoi, he has a right. Bimitsiyosa, he has a right in anything that she finds. Uva maisa yada, and anything she earns. Uva hafaras nedore, and anything, any nedorim that he can annul her nedorim. Umikabalas gita, if she got engaged, did not get married, did not consummate the marriage, just got engaged, and she then gets divorced, the father receives the get. But if she became 12 and a half, then of course the father's out of it. Or if she got consummated marriage, the father's no longer in it. The Einu Oichel Pelechayev, she yashins from her mother's family on the state. The father has no rights to that. That he has no rights to. And we just set it aside for her. What about Nisas? The husband takes over. The husband takes over all the rights of the father. And Yesod Oliver Baal, he has a few extra rights. Number one. She inherits something from her mother's estate. The husband, Mefedesh, eats a piece of produce because he's going to be the one doing all the work and making sure the property, you know, that flourishes and blossoms. And while she's alive, once she's dead, obviously, then he asks her. The Chayib Mizonisah, but he also has obligations. He must feed his wife. Ube Pikkoina, if she gets Chas Hashem captured, he has to ransom her. And Ukvodasa, she dies, he has to, Hashem, he has to bury her. So therefore, his privileges come with responsibilities. Rabbi Yehuda says that even a poor person, the minimum that he has to pay for a funeral for his wife is shnei chalilin. He has to have two flutists. Umekainenas, he has to hire those women there who exactly. Every time in the Middle East you hear, I mean, they use it all the time. Yeah, it's part of the culture. Exactly. The Gemara, here people think it's spontaneous. That's what it is. Says the Gemara, but Kesev and all. How do you know by Kesev it goes to the father's whole sukkah? It's a little kedushin, being kedushin. When a girl comes 12 years old, she gets out of her slavery. She leaves at the age of 12. Ain't Kesev, she doesn't have to pay a cent. She doesn't have to pay a cent for going out, and she doesn't have to pay any money. Ain't Kesev. So we dash in, ain't Kesev, Lord and Zet. There's no money here when it comes to this particular master. But there is money when it comes to another master, her father. And what do you mean there's money? That the money goes to the father. When she leaves the father's shoes, who gets the money? The father. Well, the father gets the money. Who? What other master does the daughter have? The father, or if he sells them as a real slave? Freddy Gemara ve'emal yada. All we know is that there is money there, but who says it goes to the father? Maybe it goes to her. And we're talking about why? When we're talking about the yatzachinim ein kasev ein kaselam zebeshkalam alach, we're talking about the money of kedushin. The money of kedushin goes to the father. How do you know? Maybe it just means that there's money kedushin. The money kedushin goes to the girl. Maybe it means the father has the right to marry her off, but who gets the money? The girl, because she's the one who's getting married. Yeah. Since the father is one that's right to decide to marry whoever he wants, she should get the money. The chivit says beat in the sati. By Moshe Shemrat says, I gave my daughter away to this person, otherwise he has full control. She should get the money. Okay, makes sense. I don't need a pasuk then. When it comes to a girl under 12 years old, I understand, since he has a full right to marry whoever everybody he wants, so therefore he's entitled to the money. The less loyad, she has no right of her own. Avol neither, they both have a right. Either the father can marry her off, or she can marry herself, or maybe she should have them. They should get the money. Yeah. Is loyad. When the father marries her off, I understand. The father then gets the money. But if she marries herself, well, why should the father get the money then? What does it mean? She has no right to get married. For girls, 11 years old, says to the guy, I'm marrying you, it's nothing.
So it's not an issue of her ability to be koinah, just she can't.
Yeah, but yad generally means it can't be a koinah. Here we're talking about specifically by kedushin. She has no deya, she has no right.
You say generally yad, it can't be koinah.
Yeah, but my tailor if that's a chesmak and you are kedushin. Yeah, we're talking about rights of kedushin. Rights of kedushin. Sorry.
If you're saying yad, it means
we don't mean kinyan.
Anything that she has goes to her father or it goes to her husband. It's not.
But we're not talking about kinyan. We're talking about yad. Does she have the ability to marry herself? To marry herself? She doesn't. The father has 100% right to marriage. Of course, the money of the marriage goes to him. But if she is a nida, and she's entitled to marry herself, when she marries herself, why should the father have any shaykhets to that money? There's no svara there. Remember, we have no pasik. There's no svara. We shlogged out the pasik from the Yotzek, the Chirim and Kosef. Go back to what we said last time. On Makro, it says in the pasik, Binureo Beisavia. Remember, we learned by the Dorim that the father has the right to know the dori, so we dash in kol shevach no udin lo avia, that all the benefits that the daughter is entitled to goes to the father, including her money. Kedushin. So you what, if you tell me from that pasuk, learn that anything she's entitled to goes to the father, so why do we need a special pasuk that her earnings go to her father? Just say kol shevach no udin beis avia. How do you know that all her earnings go to her father? She never said, just like while she's a maid, who gets all her earnings? Her master. Why do I need a posse? Table him with dinner. It says, like we had before, that's talking about annulling the door, nothing to do with money. Let us learn from, once we know by Maase Yadea goes to her. So let us say also that, but let's learn from the Darim. Okay, let's say that you're telling me that the Pasuk of Kol Shevach Nureh Beisavir is talking about the Darim. Fine. But why can't we learn Kedushin from the Darim? I said, you're talking the Darim, the father's right, so it's my Kedushin. Says the Gemara. You can't learn mammon of kedushin from iser on the darim. So Tate already asked, but isn't kedushin also iser? Because when you marry off a daughter, isn't that iser as well? Now you know there's a famous chakira. What exactly? How? Because kedushin, two things happen. There's two relationships. There's iser and there's mammon. So what's the sibah and what's the mesubah? Is the money the Siba and the Masubib is, and now she's also to her world, or is the Siba the Kedushin makes the Iser, and then the money is the Taitsa? My Taitsa is asking this question, why don't we look at Kedushin as an Iser rather than Mammon, and we should learn from the Darim? And Taitsa then says, because it's an Iser tied in with Mammon, instead of looks like it, Taitsa here learns that the main thing of Kedushin, when you're giving Kedushin to a woman, what you're doing is not being kind of a commercial transaction, and then the consequence is that therefore she's also to her world and all that, but the Faket. When you're doing Kedushin, you're doing Kedush, you're doing the Isser. That's what you're doing. And the consequence is that you also have all these money rights and everything else. But that's the consequence. It's an Isser, Sheyesh B'Mammon. So it's interesting how, because, you know, the Pnei Shua and everybody talks about it, Zayin over there, in Kedushin. So this is, They don't bring the tesis, but the tesis has a very strong bearing on this. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, let's learn out from Meitzah Shamra. Who gets the money of Meitzah Shamra? The father. So let's learn Kedushin also goes to the father. The Moina Miknasa Le Yafinin. Let us say Nelim Beish Pagam by Mefuta or by Einid this Beish Pagam, and that's Mammon, and that goes to the father. Shiny Beish Pagam, the Vietnam Shaibe. It hurt the father because he can marry off his daughter and get a lot of money for his daughter. She's a good girl, but now that she's been stigmatized, suddenly her value was reduced. Who hurt? It hurts the father. So he's been hurt just as much as she does. So that's why he's entitled to. But Stam and Veltadine and Kedushin, what does it do to the father? El Mestabra, let's go back to the original question. We learned from Yotzechin and Kosef. I asked the question, Yotzechin and Kosef maybe means that the father can make the Kedushin, but the money ends up with the girl. No, since we're contrasting one Odin to another Odin, we're contrasting while she, that when she leaves her master at the age of 12, she doesn't get any money, but when she leaves her master, the father. There is money. We're contrasting not only her situation, but also the master's situation. This master gets no money, but this master does. So therefore, we're getting kosher. We have kosher lanacha. Mistabe chimemai dachmani tzi dekavazik amai. Rashi has two pshatim. This is one of the pshatim Rashi. The gemara of lochayda v'holoi damya hayitzi lahayitzi. How can you compare the two yitzias? He was getting married to there when she's going free. Hasam gabi odon nafkol mishus legamre. Over there, she goes free completely. Over here, while she's engaged, she still partially belongs to the father. Still, the father leads her to the chuppah. The father can still annul the darim. There's still the father, and she didn't leave completely her father. So, how are we contrasting the two adins? And the Gemara Mahafaras, Nedorim Yenafkalei Meshuse. No, in certain respects, he completely, other things, the father still gets her earnings, all that kind of stuff the father still gets. When it comes to Afar Nedorim, before he had absolute control, and now he has joint control. So that's already considered that she left him. Even though it's a half leaving, but at least left him. Says Gemara Vaitim. Tay says other examples, like she no longer can eat truma, the other examples of where her state is changed by the fact that she got engaged. So in a way, she did leave her father completely. Okay, I think we'll stop here already.